This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we are live today at Pickler Universe for the next 4.5 hours. This is 2800 North Interstate 35 in Carrollton. Special Friday happy hour presented by Pace for Texas. And for the next 5 hours, pickleball is free for everyone, for all skill levels. Yes.
Free.
They're
free.
Doing this proper. It's a grand opening kickoff celebration with the G-Bag Nation Pickler Universe.
Jeez.
And, yes, Stella Artois is cracking coldies for everybody 21 and up.
They're in the building.
Mr. Jim's Pizza by the slice while supplies last here, starting in about an hour or so. So,
oh, yeah.
We got a whole bucket here, boys.
Free beer, free pizza, free pickleball.
You're in heaven right now, aren't you?
This is where it's at.
Yeah.
They even brought NA beers for Gavin. That's how badass Stella Artois is.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they've been taking great care of me.
It's like a Stella room.
I love it. I love a good Stella. And the NA pays off just as much as the original, Brian. I know you can appreciate that.
Yeah, I do. And I'll tell you what, though. Stella, they've been great. They're winner. I mean, we've got a lot of great sponsors. But Brian and the crew from Stella, man, they do a heck of a job. It's an outstanding beer. It doesn't matter. You know, usually beer in the bottle is really, really good. But, man, beer in the can with these guys is, I mean, quite tasty.
Cheers. I didn't know they could pull it off like that.
But don't you feel like bottled beer is always kind of better, just a little bit better flavor to it?
Yeah, generally speaking, I get it. I mean, I'm going water in a bottle today.
He's going water
about
but,
it
man,
in
but
a
something,
bottle. Stella's the outlier.
Sometimes, like, I remember, you know, there's some beers in a can you just kind of go, can't do it.
Can
but
it.
Stella's.
Just man. Can it.
I've always thought the drinking experience out of a can was so much more Americana, though, that I was never a bottle guy. You know, and the glug, 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 glug. I think it's inferior enough that if it does taste better, I'll take the inferior taste out of the can.
Were you ever like a Corona drinker at all?
No,
in your
really.
Career?
Nope.
Okay.
Not really.
So
weren't you natty?
I mean, I wouldn't turn them down.
You were natty? Ooh. Natty?
We love you.
Tours.
We love you.
Coors
Thank
Light.
You.
Yeah.
Shiner.
Mountain
Ranges.
Hello.
A good IPA if I was going craft beer, but Stella, of course.
See, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, but Stella was always in the glass. That's part of that experience, at least for me.
Yeah, I was always, because of fishing, you never want to take bottles on a boat.
For sure.
Sometimes you fish barefooted.
Disaster.
So you don't want to break a bottle and then have maybe stepping on glass.
Hard to find that glass, too.
Yeah, it is. Very hard to find the glass. But I've always found
it's a piece of ice.
Yeah, I've always found that the beer in a bottle was just a little bit better, but... The canned stuff, I've just kind of like, if I could choose between a bottle and a can, because I'm a fan of, like, I love Stella. It's one of my favorite beers, but, like, Dos Equis in a bottle as opposed to the can. But when you fish, that's what you use, you know.
Absolutely.
You have to go with the can. But I love to throw some Stellas in there, too.
Well, we're going to be rocking here. We got a nice little hangout. And thanks to Stella for having us out and Pickler Universe here and Mr. Jim's Dot Pizza. And I don't know. We have 4 or 5 little cocktail tables right here in our little setup. If you want to come hang out, maybe play some pickleball here. It's free,
yeah.
My man, for the next 5 hours. Free. So maybe go get the kids after school. Bring them on over here, do some pickleball. I don't know.
Do they provide the gear for you? I mean, like pickleball gear? Like is there a name
where
for
there's
the
just
paddle?
A paddle and a ball.
Is it just is it called a paddle or does it have a special name?
We're in the Pickle Universe right now, dude.
Yeah.
You can I mean everything's at the palm of your hand here.
G you sign the waiver?
You can get a new outfit.
I signed the waiver.
Got a pro shop.
Just in case. Make sure you sign that waiver.
They got a killer concession stand here too. You know,
oh my gosh! So
if you need to fuel up, I don't know. Is that a racket or a paddle though?
That's what I was asking. Yeah. I mean, is it? You know, is it? I'm sure there's some professional.
This guy gets onto me for Googling. You know, when is the anniversary of Rougned Odor? Google, what is the pickleball paddle called? Brian, come on!
You called it a paddle.
Dawson and I are in the middle of a conversation. It's called a paddle.
Yep, I Googled it.
I think now
I've learned how to use the Google better.
The anniversary of Rougned Odor and Jamie Benn's punch.
Yeah,
how about that?
It's a Canadian ass kicking is what's going on here.
Seriously, dude, good call. We did get the punch after all. It wasn't in the Rangers Astros, but it was in Jamie Benn and the Stars.
Yeah. Iconic punch. You know, there's a lot of different ways to talk about that, including has Jamie Benn gone from being a physical great player to kind of a goon? Yeah.
He's just a gooner now.
And do you like it?
I love it.
He's gone full gooner.
I love it. The 5K maximum allowed under the CBA for roughing Winnipeg's Mark Scheifele late in the Thursday night.
5K, no suspension.
Yeah, the fact that we were considering a suspension, that anybody was even talking about it, that's laughable. If the NHL had have suspended Jamie Benn, I don't know if I could have made it through the show today. I'd have been MFing them up and down. Like, how weak are you? You're going to glorify fighting, and then you're going to suspend a guy for what was just a beautiful, straight punch to the face against a guy that was also trying to lay on him.
Shout out to the linesman that had a hold of the Winnipeg.
He might have gotten it worse than Scheifele.
He took a nice tumble, too. That was my favorite part.
Might be why the fine came in.
We love a good punch. Yeah, that's true. I'm fine with the fine, but the suspension stuff would have been, that would have pissed me right off.
Ref was being a little overzealous with it. You know what I mean? At some point.
You got to feel bad, though, if you're
let the men be men.
Well, if you're the ref and you're holding the dude and he gets punched and knocked to the ice, don't you feel kind of bad that, like,
absolutely,
I should have just let you get punched and fall on your own kind of a thing? But
yeah, you don't want to be
a guy holding
that. No.
I saw one time a fight. This was a training camp down in when we were in Wichita Falls. I saw a Cowboy front office guy. I'm not going to mention the name, got into a fight, and I saw another guy grab him from behind, and he got hit.
Oh.
And, like, my guy turned around and says, "Don't ever grab me again in a fight."
I think I know who you're talking about. I think you've told me this story.
Yeah, but that guy went on to – when he got hit, the guy let go, and then it turned into
it's a learning experience.
You see that in the school fights all the time when you see the school fight videos.
You grab somebody.
Teachers coming in to try and break it up, and they kind of go one-sided with it, and then that dude ends up getting clobbered
because
somebody stepped in.
Yeah, now you're let go, and you're like, gosh, why did I just help somebody get hit in the face?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad Jamie Benn's not going to be suspended. You know, I do think, though, it may be, you know, this is one of those moments to appreciate the fact that if Jamie Benn was on the other team, he would be one of the most hated people in all of DFW sport right now. And he's kind of like a Draymond Green of hockey. You know, what he did last year, like driving that guy's face
Mark
in
Mark Stone.
That was one of the ugliest incidents.
Mark Stone was, that was
like,
a bad one.
I mean, he's damn near like 40. This should be the guy who's a little bit calmer, but he's kind of losing it when they lose, isn't he? He's like throwing a fit and assaulting people when they lose.
Well, I loved it. I mean, boys, that's old time hockey,
with
Jamie Benn last night. That is what he did. That is what he did. He's setting the tone. You got your ass kicked last night. You didn't have your game. Winnipeg outplayed you in every sense of the word. It's all about puck management, and that's what Winnipeg had for him. And all Jamie was trying to do last night, boys, is just let them know, this series, we don't care. You got one. Cool. Good on you. We're shifting back to home ice, the American Airlines Center. We're going to kick your ass. We're going to wrap this thing up in six, just like Bully Melrose told you about a week ago. Huh? Bri's over here. He's nervous. Don't get nervous.
No.
Hey, you nervous?
Not nervous, but, man, I just do not want that Winnipeg goalie to find it. And he finds it at home. He loses it on the road.
He's a shaky.
That's what I'm hopeful for. Once again, shaky netminder on Saturday.
So you're hopeful. You're not nervous. You're hopeful.
I feel like the Stars at home are money. But I'm just saying, don't let this be the one where all of a sudden this guy gets it back together and now this thing turns into, and then Monday we come around and it's like, huh. Well, I'll tell you that Pete DeBoer in Game Sevens, you know, there's going to be a time where they're going to lose a Game Seven with him as a coach. I just don't want it to be this year.
Not against a team that you're better than.
Yeah.
It'll happen at some point.
This is over.
But, you
this
know.
Is I know. I like.
Don't sweat it.
I like what you're saying. I really do like what you're saying.
We're fine.
But the fact that Hellebuck is so shaky on the road.
Yeah, it's weird.
That gives me hope.
You know, I do think that you have some Game 6 Ranger PTSD still in you, Brian. Yeah. I think that's what's talking right now. You're up 3-1 against a team you're better than.
Oh, listen, last night we were watching that thing. How much time did Dallas spend in the Winnipeg zone, offensive
zone? Not much.
Zone? Yeah.
Not much.
How many? They had
five
like
or six seconds,
eight shots.
Desperate team theory is all that was.
I know desperate
that's
team
the
theory.
Management.
But the patterns held.
That's
but,
the puck management.
But, you know, we were all talking about it yesterday, the fact that Edmonton had already put away their series. And we're like, oh, you know, maybe this will be a good opportunity. Maybe this will.
We were hopeful.
Yeah. I was hopeful. I was very
hopeful.
I didn't think that Dallas was going to spend the whole game in their end of the ice.
Yeah, they were flat. They didn't have their game last night.
They didn't have anything
that
last
game was
night.
Over. I mean, honestly, I thought about turning it off at the start of the third period. You knew it was done.
It was brutal, dude. 143 minutes, Hellebuck now at home without giving up a goal.
Yeah. I think they're 6-1 at home. They're 0-5 on the road.
If that thing goes to a game seven, what is your confidence level going to be with the way that Hellebuck's playing?
150%. You got undefeated Pete DeBoer.
There we go. There we go. That's our hope right there.
But it's not going to be going to a game seven, right. They're getting this thing done. Game six, Barnes going to be rocking at the double AC. Otter on his game, boys. We're going to rough him up. This thing's going to be done.
Let's go, Storm.
Not worried about
bing bong.
That's going to be just bouncing around between the ears of Hellebuck when he's rattled between the pipes and the moose is staring him down and he knows I don't
how
stand
about, how about,
chance yeah. and he's just slowly bleeding
so
out
much.
On the ice.
We got Stella Artois.
You got to catch the brakes on your way to glory.
This is beautiful.
We had this.
This is what I'm talking about.
Puck luck for them last night on the first.
They got the luck out of the way.
That was
seriously.
Otter was incredible.
Well, and when you don't shoot, Brian, when you don't get pucks on net, what do you expect? Stars didn't want to shoot.
I'm with you. Just don't do that on game six.
Marchment
please.
Needs to be benched, boys. I'll say that.
Whoa. Well, Kenny was.
Yeah,
wasn't
Mason
he in the
Marchment
third?
Needs to be a healthy scratch. I'm there. Mason Marchment's giving you a whole bag of nothing. There's a couple of checks here and there. I'm like, all right, good on you. Throw your body in. He's giving you nothing on the offensive end. He's taking a lot of stupid penalties.
I do wonder how Bully Melrose feels about Katie Baby on Twitter going viral saying May 15th is officially FCD Day in the DFW. Bleep Canada Day. Thanks to the Odor, Jamie Benn combo, Toronto,
you know
Winnipeg.
He's Canadian.
Right.
Hey,
it's in your blood.
Trump just put it into law. Signed up. This is for
Bleep Canada Day in DFW.
Yeah,
let's get a plaque. Yeah. Let's get a ceremony.
Definitely a lot going on there. I'll vote for that. I'll drink to that.
A little bit respectful, disrespectful, bleep them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bleep them.
Well
bleep,
said.
Bleep the Astros.
The armpit. How you feeling?
How about Jacob DeGrom, though? 8 innings, 96 pitches. You get one hit, guys. Now, you speak about the concern level about this hockey team, Brian.
I do.
I'm kind of there with you. I don't know if I'll be over 50% if it comes home for Game 7 to answer that question. I thought that was a good question.
That was impressive. He just teased us with DeGrom, who's about to go full DeGromination mode. And then he clubbed us over the head with the pessimism. And now he's going to go slip right back into DeGromination.
Bully Melrose, big fan. Dawson, actual thoughts of the game.
No. Journalism.
Bully Melrose has told you exactly how the series is going. Hasn't he? Huh?
Yeah. He's nailed it. Yeah.
Winnipeg wins game six. Boys, it's over in six. I said Stars in seven against the Avs. You said Avs in six. We weren't even going to be here.
I was not. No. With me,
We're eliminated.
You're absolutely
home.
Right.
For the record, I do think game six is a lock. Dallas Stars are doing this. Game six is a lock. But with the Rangers, the point I was getting to is I think this is actually the concern. Even though they're on a six-game heater, this kind of feels like when they were 8-2 to start. Where you're winning these games and you're like, if we don't get that one swing, if we didn't get an iconic pitching performance, we're not winning these games.
Right.
It was Malley carrying it. Now it's, you know.
Corbin in Detroit trying to carry that thing.
The home runs against the Rockies were the difference in the game.
Yeah, they were.
You're really just three swings away from being on, you know, just another 500 run of play here, guys. Sorry, I didn't want to bring down the road.
No, you're right.
I've
already done that.
Maybe I'm just trying to be positive Friday vibe guy. I think we need to kind of recalibrate our Rangers brain. This is kind of what
that we're not going to get hits and runs?
Because we're – like, I talked about this with Jared yesterday. I brought it up. Like, we grew up as Ranger fans. It's like the offense is never an issue. Where's the pitching? The pitching is historically – like, this is the best Rangers pitching they've ever had from a starting rotation. we need to enjoy this. This is taking the form of more of Boch's San Francisco groups where, yeah, on paper, the Rangers lineup is better than any of those teams that he had there. They should be much better, and it is frustrating. But you're going to have a chance to win. If you score four runs, you're going to win that game. What this pitching's doing, I think we need to give more appreciation and talk up 8 innings, 96 pitches, DeGrom.
Absolutely.
What Sean Armstrong was able to come in and do. There was a little bit of, ooh, gosh, he's gone ahead and walked the game-tying run, but he gets out of it, right? But the pitching is so damn good, I don't know that we should have the expectation anymore that this offense is going to end up being one of the best. I was wrong about that in the preseason, but the pitching's better than I ever dreamed of. Yeah. And I think that's something we've never seen in Texas. We're used to having awesome offense. If you can find a way to just be a middle-of-the-road offense, get 4 or 5 runs
there
a game.
There you go. Just be 18th.
This team's going to be fantastic.
Wait a minute.
I'll take 18th, Brian.
Wait a minute. I'm going to fact-check my guy.
Where was I last time?
15th.
I know I got greedy. But this has been a sobering week. You know, luckily they got power.
If Ben hit these bombs, we'd
be in trouble.
I can't wait till next Friday. Dawson gives me the, you know, if we could just be 20th in offense.
I mean, I'm with Woolchuck. I would love a Rangers future where we can have good pitching and just, like, put the hitting together. But this is Mariner-like.
Yeah, it seems like we're not going to get both.
All right, let me ask you this. Put on your Ranger trading hat.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to move one of these pitchers. Which one are you going to move for a hitter?
Lighter.
Yeah. Dawson said that would cover in his mouth.
Well, Jared might be listening. You got options. You have Santos and Teodo in the minors as well if you really want to get active. Okay, top 10's around the corner.
Oh, he just saved you two.
We'll replay the G-Bag of the Day champion for you. We'll replay the G-Bag of the Day champion on the other side. Then we're getting to the top 10. We'll check what's in store.
All right, we're here at Pickle Universe. This place is badass, and I've got the top 10 fastest-growing sports in all of America. 877-881-1053. What's a sport maybe you've picked up lately when you've always wanted to try? And where's pickleball on this list? That's next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The Nation.
Welcome back, Nation. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. If you want to play pickleball, this is the place to be. It's free 2-7. Free pickleball. And 21 and up, Stella Artois is here handing out cold beers. Mr. Jim Dot Pizza. It's presented by Pace for Texas. All right, have the G-Bag of the Day championship replay here coming up in just a second. G-Bag of the Day every afternoon at 5:30. If you want to hear the champ of the challengers every afternoon, 5:30. This segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And we go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has the champ.
Yeah, man, like he said, every weekday on The Fan at 5:30, we do G-Bag of the Day. If you see anything floating out there this weekend, don't be afraid to hit me up. My name is Lucius Alexander. I go by L.A. at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all. If you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter, our winner right here, this is day two, Mavs great Rolando Blackman. Oh, yeah. He joined KMC Masterpiece yesterday. Yeah. And they had a Mike Bacsik story. Guys, who's Mike Bacsik?
Iconic broadcaster at The Fan, former Ranger pitcher, now the TV analyst.
Coach Balzac. Yes. The Barry Bonds Don guy.
Yes. Yeah, that too. Yeah, he did hit that fat one of Barry Bonds, threw him a meatball. All right, here we go. Rolando Blackman.
Our former co-host Mike Bacsik, major league pitcher, now broadcasting for the Rangers, he told us a story years and years ago when he was playing in Major League Baseball that him and all of his teammates went to a strip club.
An adult dance club.
And this one lady was trying to, like, convince him to get a dance. And she said, you know, I'm from Panama. And Mike's response was, did you know that Rolando Blackman was also from Panama? And he said at that moment, the dancer looked at him and decided it was time to move on to somebody else.
How interesting. How interesting that is. Because I was hoping the story would be something more valuable than that.
More valuable than that.
Dude, yeah, that is really awesome.
That is.
That is the most polite burn ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
All righty. Oh, so there is the champ. Tune in tonight. See if Roe can do it again in his pursuit of five. Time now for Zach Wolchuk's top 10 at 220. Here he is, Zach with an H. Here, Wooly Bully.
All right. Thank you very much, General. As we are hanging out here in Carrollton, come on by. This place is absolutely badass. And we're, of course, sipping on some coldies by Stella Artois.
Cool,
but Pickler Universe here in Carrollton, you actually have instructors. If you're like us, maybe you're new to the game, you're not sure how to play, they're going to teach you how to play. They've got different setups here for beginner, intermediate, and then even if you're just an absolute pro. And it's a free play. It's absolutely free. So come on out here, Pickler Universe, and join us. And since we were here, I was thinking, like, okay, pickleball is really taking over. The growth, like Dirk Nowitzki's been in on this. Like, there's been a lot of Tom Brady, other major stars when it comes to across different sports are investing into pickleball. What are the top 10 fastest growing sports in America? 877-881-1053. Is there any sport that you've really gotten into lately? Did get a couple of texts. Have recently started getting very into European soccer, the Champions League from the 940. Mm-hmm. Go Arsenal.
The champion.
And I think especially with the World Cup coming up here soon, like, yeah, maybe. I mean, soccer in terms of a youth sport, I think, has always been very popular. I know that was the first sport I ever played. We actually were talking about that yesterday when we were walking out of the Globe, like getting the girls, like, how early would you get them started off in soccer? Obviously, you're very invested in youth soccer as well, Gavin. But, like,
yeah,
soccer is still growing. I think so.
Yeah.
Massively.
Yeah, still growing, and that's cool. You know, I think it's maybe plateaued a little bit. What I'm seeing is the surge of lacrosse players.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they make
lacrosse
me nervous.
Booming.
I see these lacrosse teams out there and these lacrosse coaches, and they're trying to get the players. You know, it's a competition for the players. I felt like I missed an opportunity with Abby and Sunnyvale there with the soccer. All the girls are playing hoop and they're playing volleyball. You know, so now with Remy at a young age, I'm getting in there, right? So So, yeah, you know, I do think lacrosse maybe for the kids and pickleball for the grown-ups would be my guess for the two fastest growers in America right
and
now.
And lacrosse is an amazing sport.
Oh, like, it is, dude.
We got to call quite a bit of it. I know ESD, I know you've got a family member, a relative who's a coach for the girls team there at ESD, and they're
That's
freaking
right.
badass. Got to
Shout
call
out Coach Faith.
Coach Faith, she's a legend.
Yes,
and
she is.
Highland Park is big in this community, St. Mark's as well. Jesuit's really, really good. But heck, Prosper lacrosse a few years ago was awesome. They might still be. I know Plano's had some years they've been really, really good as well. Flower Mound lacrosse. But lacrosse is a sport that is growing, and it is so much fun. I think it's underrated. The physicality that goes on in lacrosse as well. Like, if you ever turn it on, they've got it on the weekends, like the college
kinda like
lacrosse.
Hockey.
Yeah, it is. It's hockey on grass.
Because the physicality factor and then the sick, nasty shots that some of these dudes and ladies are able to pull off, like, it's legit, man. I mean, we were watching the ESD game. We were calling it a couple years ago. I mean, we're talking about this chick on the sidelines just absolutely de-cleated.
Yeah.
The other girl.
It was
girl.
Like to open the game.
South Lake Dragon
tone.
Girl just got absolutely buried into the ground to start that game. We're like, oh my gosh, here we go.
It was wild.
Strap it on. Strap it up, I should say.
Shout out to Carter and his Carter's Corner, which you can catch in Bet Nation, Bet MGM Sundays from 3 to 7.
That's right.
Disc golf. From the 682, and disc golf's fun, especially this time of year. Get out there with your friends.
Dude, honestly, Ultimate Frisbee used to be one of my favorite things to play.
Yeah.
Ultimate Frisbee was amazing.
Yeah, when you can run and jump, yeah, that's a lot of fun. I don't think I've ever played a round of Frisbee golf. I don't think I've ever even thrown one. It seems like it would be...
How can you be from where you're at and not ever thrown a Frisbee?
He was more of a hacky sack guy, right, Dawson? Didn't you speak to that?
I wasn't a hacky sack guy either. No, the hacky sack guys were like your...
That's an upset.
That is an upset.
Those were your young smokers, you know? They'd be out in front of the school or in the early days, the smoker's pit there, the smoker's lounge.
Talking about heaters?
And? Yeah, on school property. You know, I don't
just
know.
Just a fourth period dart. Get you right for the rest of the afternoon.
Yep. How do you hide that smell?
But to answer your question, Brian, there's a lot of different people from that part of the world. They're known for hippies. They're known for
that's what I'm saying.
A lot of different stuff. But
at some point in time in your life, when you were going from college to college, that you never threw a Frisbee.
Never got into a situation where the buddies wanted to do that. I was always into real golf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My buddy has a he's so disc golf committed. He's got
He's got a stack.
Bag. Yeah, but he's also got ordered one of the goals or whatever, of the holes.
Yeah.
And
nice.
And it's in his backyard. So he's able to just put that work in from a putting ish standpoint.
Yeah, it's amazing to me you have like a driving one.
Right.
And then you have like a short game one.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
It is. It's awesome.
Is cricket on this list?
Cricket, I don't know if cricket will be on the list, but cricket got texted in.
It has been growing.
Cricket is growing.
Yeah.
It absolutely
I
is.
I see a lot of folk playing cricket, driving around.
Cornhole is another one that's been texted in here that people are getting into. Pole dancing from the 817.
Another 817, women's rugby is growing.
Okay.
I wonder.
Rugby, I think in general, is starting to become more popular in the States, which is badass. And if you want to learn how to tackle, play rugby. Form tackling is not a problem when it comes to rugby.
Bro.
These guys know how to do it.
Was Walchuk with us? Were you with us when we talked about the new sport? I was going to say this has got to be on this list, the fastest growing sport, the run it straight. Remember?
Oh,
Oklahoma drill. This is
like
padless Oklahoma drill where they have a line, like a painted line on the turf, and you can't move off the line. You just have to run straight at each other.
You have to make contact.
And it's dudes getting trucked in very, very
and it's no pads.
Violent manners. Dude. No pads, dude.
Well, it seems like the slapping has become a big deal in the last couple years.
Number 10 on the list is the 3-on-3 basketball. Faster, more intense version of basketball. You've got that now in the Olympics. Haley Van Lith was one of those. And by the way, tonight, Paige Becker's debut with the WNBA Dallas Wings. 6:30 is the tip-off there. So make sure you're checking that out. We're excited. I know KNC's had Paige on today. They had Arike on as well. So we're pumped for the Dallas Wings tonight. Number 9 is surfing. One of the ninth fastest growing sport. Only made its Olympic debut in 2021, and that helps bring it onto the mainstream.
Yeah, I don't know how that thing can grow that much because it's so geographically restricted.
At the right place.
But you got your South Americans, you got your folk in Australia, you got your Americans.
You've also got the artificial wave.
Spain.
The artificial wave pool.
Man, I think you got a pretty wide variety of participants, I would believe.
Eight is cricket. Good call there, Brian.
Okay.
Number eight is cricket.
I just noticed it driving around.
Yep.
Yeah.
Seven, fastest growing sport in America is climbing. So whether it's rock climbing has been a recreational activity, but now you've got sport climbing that's also now going to be included in the Olympics as well. I mean, heck, they had rock climbing walls on the cruise ship I was at. Looked freaking badass.
That's cool.
Should you give it a go?
Absolutely not.
What? You almost dropped one there.
Almost.
You almost.
But not quite.
Nice work, dude.
Not quite.
That would have been my thoughts exactly when I saw that climbing wall, though.
Yeah, that was a no thank you for me. I have rock climbed before, but I was also a much more agile child. Not me now in what was, I went from the best shape to now probably the worst shape of my life. No. Six is esports, so the video game.
The video game.
And that's not a surprise.
That's not a surprise at all.
That thing's been booming. It's
still growing.
I think you can even get like college scholarships now for esports.
Oh, yeah, it's
that's
real.
That's how epic it is. Top five fastest growing sports in America. Number five is trail running and ultra running. So these are like endurance meets. So you
run along and you fall down like I did in the parking lot. You get up, keep running.
No, yeah. these are coordinated, athletic, in shape,
long distance.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, there are dudes that run along and ladies too that run along and they fall down in this thing. And they come out of there all scratched up.
That's tough.
They come out, they're all stretched.
They are.
There's a
lot. They had injuries like me. Bad knee, hand rash.
Dude, a skin knee is tough.
God, that hurts.
That does,
it
dude.
It hurts so bad.
Number four is mixed martial arts.
Oh, what?
Mixed martial arts.
I was going to say jiu-jitsu is getting texted in quite a bit.
Yeah, mixed martial arts coming in number four. And speaking of jiu-jitsu, Zero, who we saw yesterday, he's big into jiu-jitsu. He trains himself. If you're somebody out there that wants to get photos, like, hit up Zero, man. Zachro Photography, he'll get you covered there. Top three fastest growing sports in America. Number three. I don't know if Bobby Belt wrote this list. I know he's going to love this answer, but it's golf. And a lot of it is because of the simulators.
I would have said, yeah. But what we saw with the Tiger Woods thing.
The indoor golf. The shorter courses now that they've built.
It's so expensive to maintain a golf course. I bet this makes it viable again. I want to get one of those simulator deals, you know. It keeps me in the game. I definitely can't walk 18 holes without needing 72 hours off my feet
or 12 beers.
You know, and it's cost restrictive to go out there and play some of these nice courses, $100, $150 quite easily. I love this. Wooly Bully, for a long time, you know, in my life, golf was accelerating at a massive rate because Tiger Woods and all these courses were built, and interest was through the roof, and the TV ratings were great. But I would say over the last 10 years, that has been on a steep decline. Maybe even more than that. The Tiger Woods effect made golf a massive industry in America. And when he went away, all those industries were stuck, you know, holding the bag.
It makes sense. I mean, we saw the difference that the Masters that he was able to win, like the ratings for that compared to other Masters.
Yeah.
He moves the needle. There's no question. But now with the Topgolf and the simulators, I guess maybe it's more accessible. And not having to go full 18 courses, people are enjoying the sport.
And the 18
holes?
The world of golf.
Did I say courses?
Yep, you did.
I'm an idiot.
18 courses.
My mind's the food.
That's competitive eating.
The sport is...
Which is number two on the list.
Is it really?
No, it's not, but it's an honorable mention.
The Happy Gilmore bump's about to happen, too, though.
Ooh, true.
For the sport
of
golf.
Is that this July?
Yeah, it's this
Happy
July.
Happy Gilmore, too?
Yeah.
Let's get excited. Number two in 817 Texan Formula 1. Formula 1 is growing, but it is not in the top 10 right now. Number two... is indeed CrossFit competitions.
Really?
Try hard.
CrossFit's kind of booming.
It is fun to watch the CrossFit games.
Can some of that
in
be like American
they...
Ninja Warrior-esque as well? Is that kind of like comparable to the CrossFit stuff?
No, it's not like obstacle courses. It's like it's big time endurance, weightlifting, conditioning. It's a multitude of different things.
Do some like five power clings, run to the next station kind of a thing?
Yeah, okay. You've got to be strong as an ox and you've got to be conditioned with a stamina factor. You absolutely are the fittest person in the world if you win that competition.
But number one, the fastest growing sport in all of America, it is indeed pickleball. Pickleball
there you go.
Is
congratulations.
Booming
there
as we
you
party go. Here at Pickle Universe in Carrollton with you all day. Brought to you by the greatness that is Stella Artois and I guess Mr. Jim's Pizza.
Yes, and Pace 4 Texas. We're at 2835E in Carrollton. Come on by Pickler Universe, Stella Artois on the house for those 21 and up, and the Mr. Jim's.pizza that Woolchuck mentioned. Show till 6:30. Free pickleball all the way until 7 o'clock. You want to play some free pickleball? We're at your place to be right now, kicking you off into the weekend. All right, and speaking of that, a Friday staple, Chief, what's next?
877-881-1053, where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub, next right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Yes, sir. Friday vibes in the air. Even though the Stars lost, it's good. Okay, we got Rangers baseball. They took care of the Astros. Jacob DeGrom looks like an ace. And we have Cowboys news coming up next hour. Plus, it's time for Eric Chiafalo's Biggest L, Biggest Dub as we broadcast live at Pickler Universe. We're on the road. The coldies are flowing. Stella Artois has brought us out on the road once again, this time Pickler Universe in Carrollton, which is a new pickleball HQ for you. They're going to have 24 courts plus 3 championship courts here, and we're at 2800 North Interstate 35 in Carrollton, and the courts are open for you. They're free. Not only is the Stella free, but the courts are free. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. All right, the 972, our old buddy Reed from the nosebleed seats, Woolchuck, texting in. This is a man who's always on the move, always on the go. He's catching a huge dub because he's going to see his smoke show Colombian wife and the rest of the family down south next Thursday for 12 days. So he's got no L's when that's happening.
Congrats, Reed, bro. We miss you, man. Thank you so much for checing in, dude.
I see him on the Facebooks just going hard in the paint, traveling all over the place, and now he's going back to see wifey in Columbia. Pretty incredible stuff there. 9-4-0, biggest L, the Spurs getting the second overall pick. I guess we got a Spurs fan up in here. Big Dub Dumont saying they're going to take Cooper Flag. Okay, so I can't tell what we got going on. I guess the Spurs take the L in that moment.
The Spurs getting the second overall pick, okay.
Yeah, that, I guess that makes sense. And there's no question, Mavs fans getting the biggest dub of the week, right?
Absolutely,
I mean,
yeah.
Especially considering the alternative, like it could have been the Spurs getting the number one pick, and you would have two, and then now you're looking at Flag and Wemby. Ooh, that would have been a nightmare.
I mean, even what they're building now, I mean, it's still a huge, big-time win. I mean, they're going to take a stud.
Sure.
Now, I do have an interesting dynamic between the guy they expect to be the number two overall pick and Cooper Flag. They have a bit of a history, which is going to bode very nicely for us Flag fans. All right, so we'll get that in the hodgepodge. 4 o'clock. 903, Big L packing up the old house. Big Dub moving to a bigger home. That's Mr. Reginald.
Congratulations.
There you go. Right.
Love you, Reginald.
Yeah. That's beautiful, man. Congratulations. Moving sucks, though. I mean, let's just be real about that. That is one of those things where I think that keeps people from moving oftentimes, even if there's a great opportunity somewhere. It's just like the idea of having to haul all your junk is just a total beating, Broadus.
Yes, and let me give you the public service announcement. The definition of a true friend is not to ask another one to help you move.
Yeah, don't ask.
Yeah, that case of beer that you're offering to help
not worth it at all.
Be a true friend. Get professional movers. Let them box things up. Let them help you with that stuff. But if you have to do it yourself, don't ask your friends. You'll ruin a friendship doing that.
Even if you can throw them, like, maybe you're throwing them more than beer. You know, maybe it's like,
he's never worth it.
$40.
Never worth it. Never worth it, because
like
what happens?
$50.
At the end of the day, you're going to have to move some heavy type of table or something.
Yeah,
it's going to bang off the wall. It's not going to fit through the door. There's going to be a lot of frustration going on there. You're going to probably MF your friend for asking you to do it. It's not worth the $200, Eric, that you're going to try and offer me to do it. So just don't.
Might end a friendship that day.
I think so.
Yeah, getting the professional movers is always the way to go.
Just
it runs you a pretty penny, though.
It's not cheap. But
Dawson just gave me the look of like, maybe not, though. What do you say, Dawson? You're out here, you're getting your hands dirty?
I would say not after the age of about 40, you know.
Bingo.
You're in prime moving years, but at some point you definitely got to call it, I'm going to hurt myself, I'm not going to be able to complete the job,
right.
Something bad's going to happen here, so
right.
I'm hiring guys. You know, but I don't want to hire them to do stuff I can do, right?
Yeah, but if you're, you know, the professional movers, if you're a certain age where you're still dealing with IKEA furniture, where it's really kind of cardboard furniture, and you could pick it up and move it around. But the older you get heavier items. You know,
sure.
Like a headboard of a bed, never easy to
big
move.
Big time TV stand or something.
Somebody wants you to move a couch, big old leather couch or something like
Our
that.
Our buddy Cody that was just here, he helped me move my couch a couple of weeks ago just because he happened to be we were together.
How'd you trick
him? I was talking about it. I was doing the Firehouse in Keller with Sean and RJ.
Oh, nice.
And he was there. And I was telling him, he's like, what are you doing today? I was like, honestly, I'm about to move my couch around and crap. So he was like, dude, he volunteered. So I'm like, all right,
he's a nice guy.
Go ahead. But it ended up being a disaster. I mean, that couch was way too heavy.
No.
Yeah. Way too heavy.
And as a young man, you're like, shoot, I can help you. I can lift stuff for like 4 hours.
No,
it sounds great. You know?
I'm
so helpful.
Don't ask. Just don't ask. Because, again, you don't have the eye to how to get it through a door. You know? Not everybody's
got
that.
We'll figure it out, though.
Oh, we'll turn it. And then you bang it off the door. It gets chipped. It gets scarred.
See, I think Brian's so dang big, he probably always had a truck. He was always getting
asked.
It's
the truck.
Yeah.
You always need the friend with the truck, right? That needs you to load up.
I'm just telling you, I would never, ever ask one of you guys to help me move anything. And that's why I've got a wreck right shoulder.
Well, because your dad would pay for the movers.
Well, but I'm saying that's why we have jobs. So we could go out and find ways that we don't have to injure our
jobs.
We do. Every one of us do. We do extra work on podcasts
we do.
Stuff like that. Hey, take a podcast. Look at it this way. Oh, I just did 2 podcasts. Can pay for my move. You know, that's how you got to look at things nowadays.
Well, I took a big L because my sister is moving, and nobody's helping her because she's in Austin and all our family lives
Give
locally.
Her a list of people that can do it.
I had to send her the money for the movers.
Yeah.
She didn't have the money.
Yeah.
She says I'm going to get it back. I don't think I'm going to get that money back.
Wow.
That's
see,
a quick.
But
hopefully
did,
my wife's
not getting that back.
But you did the best you could. You know
how
what you need?
Talking?
Do you trust her?
I don't think I should say.
Let me ask you this.
I bet it was $800.
It was less than that.
$500.
Do you trust her?
A little more than that.
Do you trust her to take care of your child for a little bit while you can go out for a couple
days?
Yes,
I do.
Boom. There you go.
There's
your trade-off
right there. Yeah, she's great with kids. I mean, she's a teacher.
There you go. So, there's your trade-off.
Yeah, she's good with kids.
You get a weekend free.
All right, 877-881-1053. We do have, I mean, how about this this old baseball player situation? Old Rafael? Yeah.
Oh, this is not good.
What happened?
Dude's got like a missile situation. He put like a detonator in a vehicle with human beings inside of it.
And they detonated?
$7,500 bail, by the
human way. Human beings inside of it?
Now, I guess
he didn't press the button.
No, I guess nothing ended up actually happening because I don't see anything about so people being injured in this particular.
So he tried to blow somebody up?
But, like, this dude, yeah, I mean, he's facing felony charges. Facing felony charges in South Florida.
Assassinate?
He turned himself in. He's charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and throwing a missile into a public or private dwelling or vehicle. I mean, wow. Where are you getting missiles?
That was my first question.
What is this guy up to? That's a huge L, though. That's a huge L. Now, we also have one brewing right now. Did you guys see, and I haven't gotten an update on this, but ABC News, 11 adult men have escaped from a New Orleans jail that is less than 3 miles from the French Quarter.
Okay. All right.
11, they banded together. I was thinking to myself, is that the way to go?
Prison break style.
Like, because now it's like, dude, they're searching for a bunch of us.
You can hit critical mass and overwhelm multiple people, get the keys.
Sound like the movie The Great Escape.
Oh, that's kind of like, classic.
You never saw that, Eric. No, I know the way you look at me.
I watched Prison Break, though, yeah, right?
Was that the one out of Alcatraz?
No. The Great Escape was, I think it was Paul Newman. Paul Newman was in it.
Isn't it World War II?
Well, yeah, World War II. Yeah.
I do love a good prison break. A good heist.
Steve McQueen or Paul Newman?
It's Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen.
I can't wait for the details on this, Chief. But I just, these guys are desperate, you know, and they can hurt people.
You know what else sucks? Former Utah State basketball player Jared Shaw could be facing, I mean, by the letter of the law, this dude could be facing execution at 34 years old. Because this dude, he's a player in the Indonesian Basketball League.
Uh-oh.
And he had a bunch of weed gummies. Uh-oh. Cannabis candy. 132 pieces.
You gotta look up the laws. You got AI for this.
This is Indonesia's strict drug laws.
Oh, they don't play.
Yeah, you could face a life sentence and even the death penalty.
Yeah, I mean, you're lucky to get out of there with a caning.
Bro, that is absolutely awful.
That's really bad.
This guy made a huge mistake, and his whole thing was like, I was just going to give him to my teammates. I wasn't planning on like selling him to a bunch
of
people.
So he's bringing him back over from the States?
Yeah. Well, I guess he ordered him from Thailand because Thailand, I mean, you know how Bangkok is, right, Walchuk?
The best.
So it's like,
one night.
Yeah, that's one you can get your hands on something. 214,
it's a song, right?
Big L this week got bit by a dog. I'm a mailman. That's Tolo Jeff Edgewood.
Ooh, I'm surprised that doesn't happen more.
We talked
about a lawsuit on your hands?
Talked about the top 10 most deadly animals. The dogs with the rabies were number two.
Dude, rabies dogs. Hopefully this one wasn't a rabies dog, but it's clearly a violent, violent dog. Hopefully he's fine. 208, Big Dub secured the new house. Biggest L, it's back in Idaho. Moving back, but glad I can get you guys on the Odyssey app. Toloing my balls off.
Yeah,
208. No more truck nuts for that guy, though, right?
No more truck nuts.
Leave those at the border.
Make sure you vote for the 6 fun representatives you have in that state. Everybody else is boring.
Hey. I'd say my biggest dub yesterday, I actually called Berger hitting that bomb.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I actually tip of the cap to you.
Thank you.
Because you absolutely nailed that yesterday.
When did he say that?
He said it yesterday live at
He did. He went full Berger bomb.
Comerica backyard. Our buddy Woody, by the way.
I was wolfing down those nachos that were really good.
Woody's still going strong off the benzos and the opiates, and he's feeling good about his OU softball going for the 5-peat.
It's hard.
Oh, my gosh.
That 5-peat.
Oh, softball.
Remember, we watched that every year. It's a given. Yeah.
They got quite a program up there.
Yep.
They do.
They
do. The Nick Saban of women's softball.
Hey, Big L, Greg, the legs are aligned, just got cut by the jet skis.
Did he really?
Does anybody in the league kick a ball that you're like, oh, my God, it's good. No, it's no good now. I mean, it's just the
you can
movement,
never tell.
The movement
Brandon
of
Brandon Aubrey is usually pure, but otherwise.
Big Dub, Fossil's not our special teams coordinator anymore, right?
Right.
Yeah, Sorensen.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Wow.
Big Dub.
Dude, I mean, he had a man crush on Zerline or keeping the guy in the league for like 5 years after he was done.
Can't spell Fossil without ass.
Did he go to the Titans?
He did.
All right, it's the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Pickler Universe here. It's a special Friday happy hour with the G-Bag Nation all the way until 7 o'clock. You can play pickleball here for free. Stella Artois is in the house. They have complimentary cold beer, Stella Artois, for those 21 and up. And Mr. Jim's Dot Pizza is about to drop us off some pizza. So, yes, the pickleball courts are free. Swing on by, play some pickleball. This is your new pickleball headquarters. They're going to have 24 courts here as soon as their construction is complete. 12 are already fully operational. One is calling your name right now. And we have the top stories of the day. We'll look at Stars, Rangers, and more next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.